So I'd already written to my dad on New Year's Eve, but deciding to look for him only started, really, the night of my mum's date from hell. She kicked everything off that spring. She made everything start happening that would change our lives for the better and make them brilliant. She says it was me that did it, but it wasn't, it was her. Even though she was drunk, it was still her. That's the only good thing about wine, I suppose. It can sometimes help you to tell the truth. Grimsby, early February 2016. Sam Bale's dad was walking across our estate in the snow. It was just him with his big furry hood up. He could have been trekking across the North Pole. How many points would you give him then? I said. What, Sam's dad? Said Tegan. None. No way. He's been in prison for fighting people, he has. He's rich, though, I said. How do you know? He's got a bath that's a jacuzzi, and he's got a gold car. Imagine how much that would cost. A gold car. Me and Tegan were high up, leaning out of her bedroom window playing the dad game. Tegan's my best friend. She lives on our estate, but in one of the high blocks on the 7th floor, where you can see the whole of Grimsby, even to the sea. We live in a boring old maisonette with only 2 floors, but it's nicer than Tegan's inside because my mum can work, whereas Tegan's mum got this disease where she's tired all the time. So if you weigh everything up, it comes out equal. I was round at hers for a sleepover because my mum was on a date. I don't usually go around to people's houses for sleepovers on a school night, but then my mum doesn't usually go on dates. This was her first in a year and a half. Before that, she was going out with Jason, but they split up because there was no chemistry. The dad game is something me and Tegan made up after Tegan's dad left her mum and Tegan and her sister Tia for Gail from Ladbrokes. Since then, she hasn't seen her dad much. Tegan's dead angry with her dad and thinks she'll have to get a new one eventually. My dad did a runner just before I was born, but mum's always said we had a lucky escape because he was a waste of space. So I'd like to get a proper dad too someday, and me and Tegan thought it would be good to work out what sort of dad would be best. Our game's called Top Trumps for Dads. It's just like normal top trumps, except we give scores based on how good a dad we think someone would be, how kind, strict or funny they are, if they're rich and could take us on adventures, if they'd be able to stick up for us in a fight. And not a fight like Sam Bale's dad's been in, but a proper one, where you're fighting for something worth it, not just for the sake of it. Tegan writes down scores for the dads in our special file. So far, Jacob Wilmore's dad scores the highest. He's got a six-pack and a Porsche, and is just a really nice man. He used to play football professionally, and now he sometimes coaches the under-11s. I wish I was good at football, just so I could see him more. We've finished doing all the dads at school now, though, so we're scoring others we know, like Sam Bales. He might be rich, Zach, but he's still been in prison, said Tegan. There's no point having a dad in prison all the time. You'd never get to see him. Yeah, and when you went to visit him, you wouldn't be able to touch him and you'd have to be careful because he might be in with all the murderers. And he'd have to wear an orange suit, said Tegan. I've seen it on Coronation Street. As well as living on the Harlequin estate with me, Tegan's at the same school as me but in a different class. So on Mondays and Thursdays, when I'm not at Nan and Grandad's, we sometimes play together after tea. We like playing the Olympics, where Tegan does a gymnastics on the bars. 3 metal bars, basically all of different heights, in the middle of our estate. And I do the commentary like on the Olympics. This is Tegan O'Brien on the bars for the United Kingdom. When it's cold or rainy, though, we like stopping in and leaning out of Tegan's bedroom window and looking at all of Grimsby like we own it. Our estate is at the edge of the town near the sea. It's not actually the sea, it's the Humber Estuary, but it goes into the North Sea. But don't go thinking there's a beach like there is at Cleethorpes. It's not like that. If you look at where the sea meets the town in Grimsby, from high up here in Tegan's flat, you can just see loads of cranes and boat masts, with the dock tower in the middle poking out like a red rocket. The line where the water meets the town goes in and out where all the different trawlers have their parking spots. Our town is a fishing port. It used to be the greatest fishing port in the world back when my great-granddad was a fisherman, in the glory days. But then there were the Cod Wars, where Iceland and our country rowed about who was allowed to fish where, and that ruined everything, basically.